Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Michael.
I'm Jake.
And this
is the
Imposter Syndrome Podcast.
Let's get her. Hey. Welcome. Welcome all.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day.
Yes.
We had quite the fun weekend last weekend.
Yes.
Not this last weekend, but the previous last week.
The weekend.
When did this come out again?
This comes out...
this week, right?
2 days, yeah.
All right. Yeah, so we did have an awesome time. We never got to talk about it, so...
Yes. Anime New York City. Bang, bang, bang.
I like that one. That was good. Yeah, we had a good time. I just remember, like, when we first got there, it was so jarring.
That was a... Now, this is my first con, right?
Yeah.
And...
Hey, Michael's first con. Woo!
Yay, woo! It's weird seeing... Cause I think I told you or my family member was like this. It was like... It's like when you're in school and you're, like, known for the one thing. And like, oh, you're... make music, or you're a filmmaker person, or you're an artist, whatever. And you're like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
And then, like, in our cases, like, we went to school for music and stuff.
So
and
everybody
like,
was
everybody is like you, and you're kind of like, oh, I'm surrounded by my people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, except anime. And you go there, and people are just dressed up. And it's like, oh, shit, it's fucking Goku, or it's Ryuji, or it's... whoever.
Hawks.
Hawks. Damn, the Hawks.
That Hawks. That shit moved, right?
That moved, yeah.
Yeah, it moved on its own. Oh, man. Whoever that is.
So cool.
Those wings were fire. That was sick. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of nuts. It's kind of like, I don't know. I felt underdressed.
Yeah.
Which is so funny, right? You're just going to a casual convention, but you feel underdressed because you see all of these people like in these amazing costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Going all out, trying to make themselves as accurate to the character as possible. And you're just wearing normal clothes, and you're like, damn. I was jealous, honestly. I wanted to be swagged out.
I thought I could be, like, riding out line of, like, well, I'm wearing, like, a Junji Ito hoodie, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm super weeb. But yeah, then you but get, then like... yeah, then you get into the nitty-gritty, and you're like...
And then Genshin Impact girl comes out, and you're like...
Shit. Yeah, I didn't realize what a pull that game has.
You didn't
in
realize?
In the anime community. I thought everybody knew that game sucks.
No, there's waifus and husbandos, man. You can't hide
that's
from it.
That's crazy, man. I just didn't expect that there was so... But everyone who dressed like one was going hard.
Yeah.
Like, most costumes for Genshin looked, like, always pretty sick, I think.
Yeah.
Like, that armored girl that I saw...
That wasn't Genshin.
That wasn't Genshin. I thought you said that was Genshin. Oh, well, then I'm just a liar then.
I don't know. It was cool regardless. That was a red costume.
Yeah, it was a red costume.
But no, a lot of the Genshin ones, I'm like, I see you all shopped at the same Chinese AliExpress, right? Like,
really? I didn't think they were that bad.
No, not bad, but it's like the, there's I bought the costume.
There's no padding. It's like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, because.
There's no armor or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun. I mean, we got to go to a panel.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Christopher Sabat and Sean Schimmel, so the voice actors of Vegeta and Goku.
That was crazy.
Wasn't it crazy?
I'm not even like a big fan of Dragon Ball, and still like when he's like, I like, what was the line?
I won't let you destroy my world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he goes nuts and everything. It's freaking insane.
And I got like fucking, I had a Nam flashback. I was like, that's the voice. Like, it's him.
Yeah. That's what's, isn't that what's so wild? It's like, you don't notice it. Cause he kind of, his normal voice, I'd have never realized. Cause I haven't really watched a lot of interviews with him before. Like Christopher Sabat, I've seen more often. I feel like he has more of like that. Like he's out there more.
Yeah.
But I never really heard Sean Schimmel speak. Like, I have, but not like, well, that.
Well, first off, my first impressions, I'm like, he looks like one of my audio professors. And then I was, because he's kind of like nerdy, got crazy hair, yeah, got glasses. And then he's like, okay, hey guys, what's going on? I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
But he kind of does sound like him just naturally.
I wouldn't be able to tell.
I can tell. Like, when he laughs or something, I'm like, oh, that's Goku.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when he does the actual Goku voice,
this is why I always love voice actors.
Yeah, man.
Because
they can bring the character alive. You don't even need to see
it. It's just
him.
Like a switch. And like, he's just like, oh, yeah. And then, ah! You're like,
yeah, I know, right?
What?
But I loved when that dude in the audience, when they took audience questions and he asked the question in Vegeta's voice.
Oh, yeah.
He did a good job.
He was pretty good.
He sounded decent. Like, it could be like a fan dub. I could totally see him being Vegeta.
It's over 9,000! Yeah.
Yeah, and then Chris responds back in Vegeta's voice, yeah, too. Yeah. I forgot that Sean Schimmel was also King Kai. That's honestly hilarious to me. Do you know what King Kai sounds like?
No.
I'll have to show you later, because his voice is funny, dude.
It was funny, because, like, I think, what was it? What's his name? The voice actor for Goku, what's his name?
Sean Schimmel.
Yeah. I think he also said he was voice acting in like fruit baskets and stuff, and you're kind of just like, oh man, like the voice acting life of just like one day you're a super powered buff dude and other one you're in the love anime.
Yeah, one day you're Vegeta and the next day you're All Might.
Oh yeah, right.
All Might.
All Might.
Yeah. That's crazy. He's All Might as well.
Yeah. But and then we were trying to get to the Berserk panel. But that filled up super quickly.
Yeah, we went in a half hour early, too.
Yeah, and that was full. Holy shit.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be like that. And I also thought it was going to be in the main hall, because it's such a big thing, but it was just one of like the side panels rooms. So, that, I mean, I get that because it has a lower capacity, but I was just surprised. I'm like, what else was going on at that time that they couldn't do it in there?
Yeah.
Especially with the crowd. Especially when they saw how many people they were, they should have been like, all right, we're going to switch this over. But
yeah. I mean, but luckily, they had a big, like, memorial board that you get to sign.
Yeah, so
stuff.
We each signed it and gave our thanks to the guy.
Yeah, Mira. And that was, like, that was cool. I was like, damn, this sucks. Like, it's great, but, like,
I know. It's just, like, unfinished business. It's, like, you'll never get closure. You know what I mean? In that regard. I mean, I know the final chapter came out and everything, but it wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
It was like The Dark Knight when Heath Ledger died. Because, like, the ending of The Dark Knight is not the legit ending they had planned.
Right.
So it's like, what could have been? You know what I mean?
I mean, that's the only thing I'm kind of, like, a little bit glad we didn't go to the Remembrance panel. Because I'm like, you who has not been caught up would have been probably spoiled on stuff.
Yeah, I know. I have to hop on that. I still have to read volume 2. But
yeah, out of I will get 11 there, volumes. Out of 11.
But that's okay. That's the journey, man. I just started late.
I know. We will get there. I mean, listen, it's manageable to finish. It's not like fucking One Piece.
No, yeah, it's totally manageable to finish, and I will. You know, it might take me like a year, but I'll do it.
It was also really cool, other than like seeing these panels and stuff and events. There were like, we went to the Artist Alley and
Michael was simping.
Shut up. But yes. I met the artist for Graveweaver, for I'm a Grim Reaper, and she was adorable.
I know, you were like, hi, I'm so happy to see you. I love your work.
Yeah, I was like, I'm a big fan. And she's like, oh, thank you for the support. I'm just like, ah.
I know. I saw it. It was magical. The simp.
Ugh.
I could feel the aroma.
Yeah.
No, but it was cool. There was a lot of sick art there.
Oh, yeah, there was too much. I was like, I want to buy all of it, but I can't.
At the same time, I was also like, I didn't realize that you can make money off of fan art.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, like, what is the copyright laws with that?
Because,
like, I do a lot of fan art, and I'm like, I can never do anything with this. It's just for show, because I thought it was copyrighted, but
I think it depends. like, I think fan art, it's like a creative transformation.
Yeah, because like my designs are mine.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think, like, you can't just be like, I'm taking your assets and like reusing them, sort of thing.
Reusing them, yeah. No, that's what I'm, because that's what I'm doing.
And also, like, I feel like they don't really have an urge to crack down on it, because it's like, you're not making that much money that worth it.
Yeah, I hear you at the same time. But yeah, that's, it's definitely insightful. And they had a lot of cool art about this Gundam Wing poster.
Yeah, I got same artist. They did this very like wild painter, like rough painterly sort of thing. I got like a Kill Kill one with Ryuko Susuke squaring down.
Yeah, that shit was sick.
Yeah, you got like the Gundam one.
Yeah, we got a couple figs. I got an Echidna figure.
I got the same Echidna figure.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it on my dashboard because I'm like, why not?
Yeah. I got myself a Jotaro.
Yeah.
Figure finally.
Yeah, right. You finally have one. That's what you're sick.
So, I love JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really like JoJo. You know, it's great.
You don't say.
The figure is not that great.
No.
It's okay. Like, it's got, like, cool poses and stuff.
Oh, I see it. That's up there right now, right?
Yeah.
You're having a cool pose.
Yeah, I got him in, like, the old Heritage of the Past for the GameCube pose.
Is what? Tight joints, loose joints? What's the problem?
It's his neck joint. Is like, it doesn't move where, like, I think it's supposed to move. Mm. And I was trying to, like, get it to move, and like the neck started like detaching, so I was like, all right, I guess it's just gonna, he's gonna be slightly looking down from now on.
Oh, I hear what you're saying, the ball peg, it's not working right.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, whatever.
I mean, he looks sick, you don't ever really have to move him.
Yeah, like that's why I was like, okay, whatever, I'm not gonna be too miffed about it, but I was just like,
but I understand the premise considering like what you paid and everything. I hear you.
Yeah, because it's, that was a one thing. I mean,
it's a one-time thing. It's like, you were your first con. Why not, right?
Yeah. And, like, I had to get some sort of JoJo rep in here, right?
Yeah, finally. And you finally, you got Jotaro, which is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I was kind of reluctant to buy shit, because, number one, it's overpriced. And,
that Berserk boy. Oh, my God. You rescued me on yeah, that one.
I did rescue you, didn't I?
Because it was, like, a big table, and they had just all the figures, like, in front.
It was Figma.
And, yeah, and, like, I scanned, and I saw this the Guts Berserker mode figure that comes with Shiryuk and stuff. And I was like, oh, shit, like, that's the one I've been trying to get. And, like, Jay grabs it, and I'm like, yes, finally, like, got it. And I looked down, it's $300. And I'm like, Jay, put this back.
I know, I felt so bad because I spotted it, and I was like, oh, my God, he's going to love it. You know, I was like, I can't believe I found it, you know. And I took it to you. I didn't even look at the price because I was just like, I mean, it can't. I thought it was going to be like $150.
I'm yeah,
like,
right. Yeah.
And then, like, he'll cop that, you know. Yeah. And then it turned out to that was not
too much
be that. And I was just like, eh, it's not worth it. And then I it was funny, though, because I was explaining why. I was trying to justify the price.
Yeah.
And, like, unintentionally, I was just like, well, it's, like, 10 times bigger than all the other Figmas, has so many accessories. Look at the art design. And you're like, stop. You're gonna make me buy it. Yeah. I was like, all right, I gotta stop.
Listen, my poor like cards are like
I know, seriously. I felt a whale in your pocket.
Please, sir, I can't.
It was like, please, no. I got some cool dice.
Oh yeah, those were pretty sick.
My friends were pretty hype about it. They're like, yo, send me that like link because they look really cool. I want a D20 though so bad.
Yeah, I know.
Their D20 set was $150.
Yeah.
I'm not paying that for dice, man.
You also got a cool playmat too.
I did. They loved that too. Yeah, that playmat. I have an Anubis playmat. It's fucking...
I wish I got the artist's name for that, because I was like...
Oh, it's on my playmat.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Their website. I can send it to you.
Because, like, that treble clef sort of one they did, I was like, that would be cool, just a poster to have.
Because yeah, he has posters of them, too, right?
Yeah, she had, like, these...
Oh, it was a she. I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. Fuck! And then I also got a art book from Sashio, one of the big artists slash animators from Trigger. Which I was like, yes.
Oh, yeah, you did get that, right? I remember.
Oh, my God. It's just like, yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's so funny, though, because when we were walking around and I saw it again, that's the bookstore I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Kinokuniya. We should go to the actual bookstore one time.
Oh. Oh, do you mean the one that was...
No, yeah, where you got the Trigger book.
Yeah.
That was, it said by Kinokuniya.
Yeah.
It's the same bookstore I was telling you about that's near Grand Central.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's what I was saying. That's when I saw it the second time. I was like, oh, that's Kinokuniya. That's what I was telling you about.
Oh.
Yeah, so I hope I pronounced that right, by the way, as well. But, yeah, that's I want to go there again because they have so much stuff. They even have, like, a Japanese, like, little like, shack diner.
Ooh.
Like, deli, sorry. Shack deli in there as well. So it's like they have like Japanese cuisine, I think.
That's my one regret, is I wanted to try some Japanese food because they had some somewhere.
They had some. It was near like the guest panels.
Yeah, and like we just couldn't find it, or we were just like, I'm hungry now, though.
Yeah, but damn, that dinner pissed me off, man. That shit was so bad.
The fried chicken?
Yeah, it was so bad. No, I mean, the fried chicken was, yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was bad. But that has nothing to do with the convention. That's just the
Javits Center.
The Javits Center,
Yeah, and I mean, we definitely have to cosplay next time.
Oh yeah, we gotta go hard. I'll probably make it.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I gotta figure out who I want to be because like there's a low effort one where it's like I can just be Yoshikage Kira and just get a white suit and I'd be done with it.
Yeah.
Or try to be something else.
I just saw this crazy cosplay for Deku, but manga Deku right now.
Oh, yeah.
I got to show you. It looks cool as.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Hey, get off all those Genshin cosplayers on.
Nah, Genshin's going to be dead. Nah, it's not. I'm getting people mad. I'm sorry. I'm shitting on it. I don't know anything about it, really. I just know that it's a gacha game.
Yeah, next time I have to fight my rival, Morika IP. For VTuber Reaper status.
Yeah, seriously, right?
Gotta go fisticuffs.
I know. There's that little Reaper chicks. That was so weird. The fact that they labeled that as guest appearances just is beguiling to me.
Well, they are guests.
They weren't there.
They were there the day before.
Oh, the day before they were there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But how did that even work? They were just on a television screen?
Probably. So I mean, they're in like Japan and different countries. They're not all flying over.
That's true.
Yeah, no, I'm not enemies of Mori Calliope. I would want to be friends with Mori Calliope. Be like, yo, you want to create something together?
Let's just be Grim Reapers together.
Let's just be Grim Reapers together.
Oh, God, fuck.
I know work for a company, but, like, still, we can make it work.
I know, right? It's like, come on.
Not even, like, a simp thing. Like, you're just cool.
We're Reapers, man. We got to stick
Reapers,
together.
We're Reapers, man.
We're the only two in the universe, man.
Ugh. Yeah, and that, I mean, highlights is also a fist fight going in front in a hot dog stand.
Oh yeah, there was like a nuts for nuts fucking vendor that was like getting into an argument with some dude, and he was like, "Come on, do something." Yeah, like, I was like, and we just got there too. I was like, in perfect New York fashion.
Yeah,
I was like, wow. I was interested. I was ready. I was ready to see some action. I was like, it's going to be awesome. We're going to see our own anime fight in the middle of the convention.
I was just, I didn't know what even the cause was. I just hear like, get the fuck away from my stand. Get away from my stand.
Do something then. Do something. I know. It was like weird as hell. I was like, what the fuck? It's like, what? How did I don't know. It's none of our business, but it's just like, yeah, it's hilarious.
I also love our Uber drivers. We were just dead quiet. It just did not speak a word to us.
Well, they can't. They have to focus.
I know. I was just like, but like, just nothing. No light.
Well, the second person, I thought we were going to die.
He was just so done with traffic.
He was so done with traffic, bro. I was like, this might be the end, but that's all right, I guess. At least we got one convention out.
Yeah.
We saw some anime waifus.
We went. We saw. We conquered.
We conquered. Nah, but there's... There was a lot of cool cosplays there.
Oh, yeah. Lady Dimitrescu was a cool one.
Yeah, that was wild. Yeah, she had stilts. She was...
There was a giant robot mech dude.
Yeah, and then there was, the Overlord person, too?
Oh, yeah, Aynes. Aynes of Gon.
Yeah, that cosplay was sick.
Santa All Might.
Yeah, Santa All Might. Chubby Deku.
I mean, well, yeah, there was some cosplays where we were like... I understand you're a fan, but you know,
yeah,
that suit does not fit, mate. I'm sorry to say.
Yikes!
Yikes!
Should have been Fat Gum.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
We're horrible people, but
no, we're just. It's all funny. It's all funny.
I have like that neurotic thing of like, if I'm going to do a cosplay, I want to try to be as accurate as possible, and like.
I feel a lot of people are like that.
I know, but, like, it's just, like, everything has to be right. Like, I can't be like, who would be example? Like, I couldn't be a Ryuji, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not built. I'm not, like, a fucking solid build.
Like a tank.
Like a tank. So, like, that's out of the question. I can't do sick judo flips and stuff.
Or can you? Have you ever tried?
No, I'm... I am, like, an old man.
You're, like, an old man. That's funny.
Well, yeah. It was super fun. And why wouldn't... And why didn't anyone come up to us? Why didn't anyone say hi? Huh?
I'm hurt. Saddy face. I know you could've... You could have ousted Michael. That was your one and only chance.
Yeah, now, too late. You're gone.
It's too late.
It's too late. I really wanted, I don't know what the rules are. I was like, if I found a cosplay that was able to incorporate guitar or something.
That'd be cool.
Just like jam out.
You could totally bring a guitar there. They're not going to care.
I know. Just
have a mini amp or something.
Yeah, and just like go around playing different OPs.
That'd be, you should go as, oh my God, what's his name from Your Light in April?
Oh, Kosei?
Yeah, it goes Kosei.
Just be depressed.
Roar. You can, like, make a cardboard piano that's, like, attached to you. And have a chair, like, glued to your ass or something and just sit in random spots and just freaking, like,
just play the main theme.
Yeah.
Just start crying at random intervals.
Coyote, no. Yeah.
I can't hear the notes.
Yeah, man, I feel like, I don't know, we got, as long as it looks sick, that's like my thing. Like, when I made the bat suit, I knew it had to be sick. So I just want to go hard. That's why I feel I want to make it, because I don't want to rely or pay money to do it.
Yeah, and that's my one gripe of, like, when you see cosplayers that go, like, halfway, but not all the way. Like, there was some chick who was cosplaying as Mariah Calliope, and I was like, you got the siphon, the pink hair, and that's it. Like, you didn't bother with the rest.
I get it though. Sometimes people are on a budget and stuff, but that's why I rather just do it myself. I'll just buy the materials.
I know. I just, come on, go. You're at AnimeCon. Like, just do it.
They had a lot of Gunpla there too, but it was nothing that I mean, there was a few things that I almost got that I was real tempted, but in the end, I didn't do. I feel like because I still have to build my perfect grade, and if I haven't built my perfect grade,
the Gundam ones, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, what? What business do I have buying another one when I haven't built the one I already have? That's like my highest quality one. So
true.
Like, I have the perfect grade Astray, Astray Noir.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait to build that thing, man.
I know they had a Killer Queen too. I was like,
yeah, they did. They did have a Killer Queen. I saw that.
Probably also $100.
Yeah. Probably has the same neck problems.
Maybe. Well, I mean, it's not as bad. At least Killer Queen like doesn't have hair to get in its way.
Yeah. But that's the thing, too, though. It could be just, like, the, you know, the accessories or blood. Sometimes that happens, and it's just, you know, it sucks. It's, you know, the design is a little flawed, but
I just don't understand. It's confusing me. I don't understand why.
You could probably fix that, honestly.
Probably. But I don't understand why JoJo doesn't have, like, a Figma line. They have, like, they have a Figma line, but it's not, like, from Figma or Grid Smile. It's, like, from some other company.
I don't know. They mustn't just have the license. It must be a licensing.
Maybe.
Thing. Dude, honestly, I know how you fix that. Hot water.
Oh.
That's all you need to do. Just put it under your sink in hot water for like 30 seconds. The joints will soften. Mm. And you can adjust the head. And you won't feel like it's about to like break.
Mm. Well, that's going to be my assignment. Mm-hmm. But yeah. AnimeCon, is there anything else you want to say?
No, just hope everyone had fun. I had a great time.
Yeah.
And yeah. No, that was pretty much it.
Cool. So.
All right, so I'm reading the next topic and I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, this is called owning up to our mistakes.
So, you want to give some context, cuz I'm a little confused as to what the first, I mean the second part I'm with the program, but the first part I'm
so
lost.
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about various Smash clones and stuff. And we found out about Warner Brothers multiverses. And there were some rumors going around, and we were looking at some things. They were like, oh, God, this is going to be horrible.
Yeah, we talked a lot of shit.
But
to be fair, Nickelodeon All-Stars really scarred us.
Yeah, so we're like, oh, great, it's going to be fucking terrible. And then the trailer dropped.
You want to watch it real quick?
Yeah, we can watch it.
Sure.
It's The only, like, we thought it was gonna be.
Sorry.
We thought it was gonna be another Nickelodeon Smash, and it's not.
No, it's not really at all. It's actually kind of cool.
Okay, so clearly they've been paying attention to what went wrong from Nickelodeon Smash, because literally every single gripe we were talking about for Nickelodeon got addressed here.
Yeah, I mean, for one thing, they got the original voice actors for each of the characters. Like,
yeah,
they even got Macy Williams to play Arya.
So it is actually Macy Williams.
I believe so.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Because they did say they got all the voice actors back. Like, Kevin Conroy's playing Batman. You sold me already.
Yeah.
With that one. But they have voice lines. They have cool music.
They actually have good animations.
Yeah, they're all, like, very intricate and, like, different. And you can use, like, other people's tools, which is cool.
Yeah, so when we were going over the first time, we were kind of confused about what it meant by, like, a co-op fighter sort of thing.
Yeah.
And essentially, it's like you and your teammate are kind of like give each other boosts and stuff with different abilities. So, like, was it Bugs Bunny can like dig tunnels and like
you guys can use travel. Those tunnels,
yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, that Batman ability looks cool,
yeah. And yeah, like just everything, it just is so clean, it's so nice looking, and there's actually good character interactions. Like, you know, Batman go like there's a line for Batman where he's like, "Oh, we can finally see who's stronger, Batman or Superman," sort of thing.
Yeah, and Superman, like, said it. Yeah.
Oh well, whatever. Yeah, and I was like, "Oh, cool! Like that's neat. That would have been nice before in the other game."
Yeah. And Shaggy goes Super Saiyan for whatever reason.
Ultra Shaggy. Yep.
Yeah, it's like that's pretty freaking cool. Yeah, like look at him; he has freaking key.
You know what else they have? They have fucking costumes.
I know, which is awesome as well. That's something that's going to be fun. Like, they have alternate costumes, not even just colors.
Yeah, it's good. Like, they look good.
I hope they have a Batman Beyond skin.
Maybe.
I'll be hyped.
I can't see why you wouldn't.
And if they have, like, different character interactions for the Batman Beyond suit, like, because Terry, it's not Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not Bruce Wayne. It's Terry McGinnis, so. Yeah. I wonder if they would do something like that. That'd be so epic.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Yeah, but they look like that they care, and they're trying to do a good job at this. Like, I mean, at the end
also, it is free to play.
Is it really?
Yes. I think the paid stuff comes with, like, costume DLC stuff.
Interesting.
Which is already,
yeah, look at that. They have the undead Superman. They have the animated suit Batman.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Shaggy looks like fucking Johnny.
Yeah, it's like, what the heck?
Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it's going to be... I mean, if they have the animated Batman suit, why wouldn't they have the Batman Beyond?
Exactly.
So that's one of those things. It's going to be cool. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do for Arya, though. It's not like she has a lot of costumes.
I think it's a bit different phases. Like, they'll have her, like...
Like, little Arya, you know.
Yeah. Face stealer Arya.
Yeah.
Better.
It's gonna be cool though.
I mean, I am actually kind of like down the clown.
Yeah, I mean, especially since it's free. Like, if it's free, I have less of a problem. You know, like, dabbling in it. Like, I'm not paying money. Like, for All Stars, you said we had to get that game. I was gonna slap you.
I would put down money for it.
Well, then you, by all means.
Yeah, but like, since the game's kind of already dead on arrival, there's not really an investment to do that now. This, however, I'm more like, oh, one way, hang on.
You heard it here, folks. First here. I can't speak English. You heard it here first, folks. We're going to be having a podcast where we play multiverses.
Yes.
And I'm going to scrape Michael.
You will try.
What is it, Star Wars?
Yeah.
You underestimate my power.
I am the Senate.
Cool. I am the Senate.
Are you threatening, Master Jedi?
The Force.
Oh my god.
Anyway, it looks good.
Yes.
It looks interesting. It's enticing. I'll get it for my Steam Deck.
Yeah.
Yep. If I ever get that shit.
One day you'll get it.
One day with AccuView contact lenses.
Shut up.
One day.
Yeah, but no, that's good.
How's your Thanksgiving?
It's good.
Yeah.
You know, good old turkeys. Made some lasagna. Some big lasagna.
Bish lasagna.
That was good. And we had some people over. I made my specialty cocktail.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. That was really good. It was really, if anyone wants to find it, it's How to Drink. It's a YouTube channel who kind of does all these like drinks and bartending
stuff.
Mixology
stuff.
Yeah. And he made a version of Estus from Dark Souls.
Ooh.
So like I took that recipe. Had to amend some things because it's strong. The original recipe is kind of strong.
Yeah.
And two, I don't know how he did it because basically it calls for 151 rum and you light it on fire and like you do some cool things with cinnamon and it like cool sparkles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you have like a juice mixture, some like Pisco and stuff. And like you're supposed to use that to pour out the fire. And I tried doing that, but it still kept on catching on fire because it's more alcohol being poured in.
Yeah.
So I was like, how the fuck did he pour it out?
Yeah, how did he put it out? That's crazy.
So I had to amend some things a little bit. But
yeah, just to see what would happen.
But still tastes good. It was very like crazy because like kind of like how we have some like Fireball apple cider going on.
Yeah.
Like it kind of gives like a warm feeling. Like it does the same thing except like in your... everywhere.
And you're everywhere.
Like your head kind of like he's like, ooh, you get like the more that you want.
Like a heat flash or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's good though.
That's good.
Yeah. Next time. And I'll mix you some next time.
Yes, sir. I'll give you my review.
Mm. How about you? How was your?
It was good. It was small. Just had my mom and my uncle and my girl there. And it was nice. We had a pot roast actually because I'm not a big fan of turkey. I don't think that's a hot take. A lot of people don't really like turkey. I just don't feel like it tastes like anything. And I've given it a chance. So for anyone who wants to give me shit for that, I've given it a chance. I've had multiple turkeys throughout the years of my life. And,
see, this year we actually we brined a turkey in a brining bag.
Okay, I don't know what really brining means.
So like, you take the turkey,
yeah,
you put it in this like special bag, and yeah, you like, you essentially marinate it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. All right, I understand. I didn't know it was called that. But okay. Yeah.
And that sealed the deal for this turkey. Because like, it wasn't dry. It was perfect. It tasted really good. And I was like, brining's the way to go. That's how you get those turkeys good.
Well, yeah, I mean, you should definitely like marinate and stuff. But I don't know. Someone told me that they fry their turkey.
Like what kind of frying? Like deep fry or like...
I think so. So, like, it's crispy. I mean, hey, I don't judge. It's whatever.
Sheer heart attack.
I know. I it was perplexing to me, but hey, if that works for them, good.
What
for
was
them.
The stuffing? Twinkies? Like,
ew, I don't know. I didn't get that far into it. I was perplexed.
Yeah, deep fried. That's a. Oof.
I mean, I don't know if it was deep fried. He just said fried turkey, but I just can only imagine that that's what he was referring to.
Yeah. No. No. That's not good.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe we're just ignorant. Maybe.
No. Listen.
He's found the
it
key.
It probably tastes good, but like it's like a heart attack in a dish sort of thing.
That's true. I mean, but that's what Thanksgiving's all about.
That's what the Super Bowl is all about, mate.
That's what the Super Bowl is all about?
Yeah.
Do you even watch football?
No.
What are you talking about?
The only good thing about the Super Bowl is just food. That's it. I don't care about the game.
The commercials?
The commercials are not even that funny anymore.
No. Nothing's that funny anymore.
Because we're jaded. We're jaded old men. And reapers, whatever we are.
Oh my god. I was wondering what you were looking for. I'm like, where are you going with that?
Yeah, I had to switch pages.
Yeah. And then I had a second Thanksgiving at my significant other's house, and yeah, it was fun. They had turkey. I didn't yet eat any, but she makes some slamming mac and cheese, man.
Ooh.
She added bacon into it. I was like, nom 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 nom.
That's always good.
And mashed potatoes were excellente. Mm. And everything. Mashing
was good too.
Stuffing was good. Everything was good. So
yeah,
gained a little weight.
Yeah, I was looking at some like pictures of myself, and I was like, oh.
I know.
Add some fat to those bones. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. I gained, I don't know, like 4 or 5 pounds, but I'm like, whatever. It's this Thanksgiving. I'll just go box for a couple, you know.
Yeah.
Continue the box and I'll be fine.
Mm.
But yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah.
It was relaxing. I just kind of needed that. I felt like we were like on the go a lot. So
yeah, I feel that too.
Yeah, so it was just nice to chill out and not have to worry about anything. I keep trying to go to this damn card shop, though, because I'm trying to get some Magic cards, and it's always closed when I go. I went one day last week, closed.
Oh.
I went yesterday, was it? Yeah, I went yesterday. It says it's supposed to be open until 6. Went there at 5:30. Closed. Mondays, they're just closed. And then, like, I'm just like, oh, my God. I'm trying to give my business. Yes, please.
You couldn't find those cards.
Yeah, I couldn't. And now I'm really sad, and I feel like, oh, man, come on, keep going, keep going.
That's it. That's the other one. That's how big the clip is.
Run it back.
Again? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I just want my cards, man. I really feel like they could save the world. You know, I just want to save the people I care about. I want to be the bridge between this world and the card nerds. Run back!
Oh, my God.
I really feel like we could do it and move together. But they keep closing on me, man. I can't take it anymore.
I have another thing I could play, but it's supposed to be the ending theme, so I don't know if I want to spoil it.
No, don't spoil it. I'm good anyway. Okay. That's fine. I have a little tangent.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love that.
Copyright, copyright, yeah. Copyright.
Who cares?
Until you can't we get stop us now.
You can't stop us now. Just because we love Tokyo Ghoul. Watch Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
So speaking of JoJo's, even though we weren't,
you mean speaking of good anime,
you have here that a new opening has, shown itself.
Yes. Cause I think the anime is dropping in like a week or two.
Ooh,
we are here. It's coming.
Now, did you have this on here for the animation or for the song?
Well, we can't play the song out loud. Well, I mean, the song's pretty good, but
the animation's crispy.
Animation's pretty good. JoJo knows how to do good openings. Well, that's not the open. That's a trailer. Back it up.
Where is that
one?
Mike?
Right there.
This one right here, Mike.
That's it.
Look at that. Yeah. Caught it in time this time.
We're back to 3D animated openings.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Reminds me of like Tony Hawk a little bit.
I mean,
I don't know. It just gives me that vibe.
I mean, it takes place in Florida, but like.
Oh, shit, does it?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The Green Dolphin State Prison. Yep.
So is this how like the animation's going to look too?
No, it's just the opening does this.
Mm.
Yeah, because they used to do this for the other JoJo openings, with the exception of seasons 4 and 5. They had these 3D style openings, and they were really cool. And it's nice that they come back to it.
I mean, this looks really crispy because there's not like a lot of movement in the characters.
Yeah,
they just focus on like really sick art. Stan,
yeah. Stan, stone free.
Isn't the Joe a woman this time?
Yeah, it's her, Jolene. Yeah, there's Weather Report, Foo Fighters, White Snake, and then all the references to the other JoJos, and it's like, here's a new boy. There's JoJo! There's a boy!
Is that his daughter?
Yep. Ah, it's just so cool. I'm really happy. We're finally here.
How many parts of JoJo is there in the manga?
There's currently 8, with I think part 9 being announced.
So this is part 6?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big proprietor of 3D art, but I like this one. It looks cool.
Yeah, they're very good with transitioning that to make it not look.
Yeah, because, I mean, they didn't really have, like, a lot of movement within the characters. It was a lot of camera angles and, like, different panning and everything, which definitely gives it, like, a cool feel. It was, like, all the backwards, like, you know, upside down stuff and everything. All the bright, saturated colors. It was cool. It gives a vibe.
And again, the singer for it, I think it's Ichigo, her name.
Mm-hmm.
She literally, like, go back a couple of years ago. She's like, when Part 6 comes out, I am singing the opening.
Cool.
I'm going to sing it. And then here she is.
That's
and
awesome.
She's like, yes!
That's what I'm saying, man. You just got to put that stuff out in the universe. You know? You got to believe in it. And it could happen. Anything could happen. You never know what the future holds.
I want to voice the English dub in Part 6. No.
Dude, you could. Why not?
I don't know. What would I voice?
I don't know any characters, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, I'm...
Chat, anyone in the audience.
I'll be honest with you so I can say the infamous line, "This shit ain't Disney if there's no Mickey."
That was your audition line.
That's it, yeah.
That's your audition. There you go. You got the job.
But there you go, JoJo.
On to some sadder news. I'm not... Like, forgive me, but I'm not too familiar with this gentleman. No. I'm not really in the musical theater scene much, so I'm very ignorant on this topic. But if you want to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, so unfortunately, a couple of days ago, Stephen Sondheim passed away. And for those who are not in the know, Stephen Sondheim wrote West Side Story, Sweeney Todd, like the big boys of theater.
Yeah.
And he's literally the guy, because, like, musical theater before, like, and then now, like he came on the scene, and people were like, hold on, wait, this music's actually good, wait, hold on a second, and, like, it is, his musicals, like, there is not a weak one sort of thing, like, all of his musicals are bops.
Yeah.
And he's also just a good writer, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, and it's very diverse. Because, like, compare West Side Story, right? You know West Side Story.
I know the name. I'm so out of it.
It's like a drama love story, right? Okay. That's West Side Story.
Sure.
And then there's Sweeney Todd.
I only know... Oh, my God. I'm afraid to say because I feel like I'm going to get hate.
Okay.
But I only know about Sweeney Todd because of The Office.
You didn't even watch the movie version with Tim Burton?
No. If I did, it's in the dark the dark files of my brain.
Oh no. Okay. Well,
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I just dude, I don't know. I can't do musicals, man. I'm sorry.
I know.
I have a hard time.
I get it. Yeah.
I've been to several. I've seen like Wicked and like I've fallen asleep at like all of them.
I get it.
It's so hard for me.
I get it.
I respect the art form. I think it's amazing, and I think keep the art, like, you know, the actors and everything is so talented and such an amazing process. I just can't.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. Like, theater is a little bit sometimes like
it's a little. Well, it's always so hot in there, man. It's just, like they make the perfect environment to fall asleep.
Yeah, like, and I mean, I have like some of the people I follow are either like one hit wonders or like they have one good musical, and the other ones are like.
Yeah.
Like Andrew Lloyd Webber, who did Phantom of the Opera.
I haven't seen that either.
Phantom is good. I like Phantom a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, everyone knows it, you know.
And then there's fucking Cats, and you're like, and then there's Love Never Dies, and you're like, and then you're like, okay, so Phantom. Let's just stick with Phantom, all right, buddy? And it's like, well, I have Jesus Christ Superstar. You're like, no, shh.
And then they make Cats the movie, which is... Yikes.
Yeah, I don't have a yikes button on the soundboard, unfortunately.
We should. That's on your homework list.
Yeah. But it's it sucks because, like, as an actual, like, composer, right?
Yeah.
I definitely appreciate his work so much more because it's just, like, the score is just impeccable. Like, it is so layered and so, like, it doesn't feel like musical nonsense. You know, like, musicals, like, sometimes borderlines that, like, it's like the pop genre for classical music. You know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
And, like, Sweeney Todd's not like that at all. It feels like it has a nice balance of, like, it's a horror revenge story, but there's also some dark humor in there that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sucks. I'm like, oh, dude.
No, I know. It's always a bummer when, like, you looked up to somebody or you had admiration for someone and they pass away.
I mean, I'm not, like, as heartbroken as, like, with Mira because, like...
Well, yeah, because you had, like, a personal connection to Berserk. Well,
yeah, also because, like, Sondheim did it. He fucking, like, I wrote these musicals. I'm out. Like...
Yeah.
But, like...
Mira never had it, like...
He didn't finish.
He didn't finish, no. Yeah. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But, yeah, I saw it a lot on Instagram. A lot of people were feeling some type of way about it, which I can imagine. But he seemed like he had a really nice life. I mean, he died at 91.
Yeah, no, like...
That's pretty good. I mean, but I always hate that because I'm like, damn, you're so close to the dream.
What, 100?
Yeah. So close. He only had 9 more years to go,
man. Yeah, I know.
It's just like, you know, it's just like one of those things where it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
But
I'm like, listen, he put some good shit out there. They're all completed, yeah, I mean, so...
He's changed the spectrum. Yeah, you know,
thank God.
So, but that's what's cool. It's like, what a legend, you know. You died, but your actions will live on for hundreds of years. Excuse me.
Yep.
On to other sadder things.
Mm-hmm.
Other sadder things. Yeah, not as sad. That's a little dramatic, but so let me tell you a tale.
A tale.
There once was a manga called My Hero Academia, and that story was about a young boy named Izuku Midoriya, or Deku, and his loser ass gained the powers of the number one hero and his biggest admiration, and the author Hirakoshi twinkled in a little story within his story about someone who could possibly be a double agent.
Among Us.
However, it never went anywhere.
Yeah, and we kind of thought it was just like, he forgot.
What was once thought a derp is no longer a derp.
The long con.
We waited, and we waited. Run that shit back.
Which one?
Da-da!
I'll just go.
Okay, this is even better. And we waited. And we waited. And we knew it would come.
No, we didn't.
We knew it would come. We never dropped faith.
Ladies, we always knew this fucking traitor.
The traitor would be revealed. Invisible girl!
Oh, man, the payoff.
I knew it was that bitch! I knew it!
Okay. Well, there was the ending thing.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. It's just like, it makes complete sense that it's her. I don't even know her name. But that's... But
you don't know her name?
I have no idea what her name is. I know she's Invisible Girl.
Hakyurger? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Sure. But here's the thing with it, okay? It makes a lot of sense. Like, I'm not going to toot my horn and be like, I knew it, man. But I did. It was one of my theories, for sure.
Yeah.
For a long time. And I'm not the only one, obviously. There's tons of people who thought that. And it makes sense because she's literally invisible. What other better spy? You never know where she is.
You can never see her face.
You can never see her. No one's ever seen her before.
Yeah.
There's no way to detect her, you know, unless she's wearing clothes. So it's like, who else could it have been? I mean, Nezu is a close second and still a potential traitor. Who says there's only one?
Or the other thing was like, this could have been a bait and switch of like, you'd think it's going to be an Invisible Girl, but it's going to be someone else sort of thing.
Oh, like they're watching Invisible Girl? Like, because they showed,
they showed it the last panel.
Yeah.
But like, that doesn't say anything necessarily.
Yeah, because it could be like a POV cam.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But for now, it's Invisible Girl.
Yeah, for now it's Invisible Girl.
And we knew it.
Until next week. So
it's one of those things where it makes a lot of sense. I was being rambunctious or like a second ago, but yeah. A lot of us thought that the traitor thing was just because I think he made a comment one time saying that he forgot.
Yeah.
He totally just forgot, but, and now he's just incorporated and he made it work in a good way, but, or he had that idea for the longest time and then he just forgot to keep making that a thing.
Yeah.
Cause even during like midway, like the arc, I think the war arc or the arc before that, they're like, oh, there's no traitors. We can't find anyone. It's definitely not any of the students.
Mm.
And we're like, all right, I guess that's it, you know?
Yeah.
And, but that was such a, you know, such a...
red herring.
Yeah, a little bloop, you know, in the road, because we find that it's the Invisible Girl, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, there had to be something going on because they all for one knew too much.
Yeah.
How did he know that Deku was not at UA? Mm. How did he know that he was back at UA? You know, how did Shigaraki get into, like, way early back in, like, you know.
Season one.
In season one, how did they get into UA? Yeah. And it's just all these, you know, how do they know All Might wouldn't be there?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, like, all these different things that were catalysts to this. And, like, he's slick, too, because I really was convinced that it was Principal Nezu. You know, I thought it was Invisible Girl for a while, and it was still an option to me. But after that chapter with Nezu with the barrier and everything, I was like, this man's too sus, you know? How does he know about Shigaraki's abilities and everything? Which is why I'm wondering if there's more than one traitor, because, like, All For One says he has friends, you know? It's not just one person.
So, with all this rummaging about...
Sure.
There are two theories circulating.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know them. Show me.
Okay. So... one is like one of the reasons why Invisible Girl is even doing it in the first place, like why is she even helping All For One?
Sure.
And people were like, so she can get rid of her quirk and actually like see herself for once.
That's interesting too. I've heard like rumblings and like people have suggested this and it could be interesting. Is she even a teenager?
So, okay, well, like. Like, age-wise?
I mean, yeah.
So, further than that, is she even a person?
You think she's a Nomu?
That's the thing, right?
Nah, she's too intelligent to be a Nomu.
So was what's his face? Kirigiri. He was a Nomu, too.
That's true. He is a Nomu, isn't he?
And that would be really bad, because since she's invisible, you don't know what she looks like. What if she just, like, flips and just, like...
it's just horrible.
Yeah.
No, you know it's not because her silhouette and the clothes.
Oh, you're right.
So you know she looks like a person.
Well, no, I mean like, but like, oh, big, a brain exposed.
Oh, I mean that's a possibility for sure. I was thinking that like he gave her that quirk to do this.
That could work too.
Like maybe she's quirkless, and he gave her a quirk, and he just has her around her thumb. So he just happened to give her this one for now to do this thing. I don't know. I mean, there's a tons of possibilities. I mean, it's the interesting thing about why, you know, I hear your POV point, and that's interesting to me, and that's definitely a possibility. I won't rule it out for anything. Yeah. However, I don't think so.
I'm just putting a disclaimer there so we don't look like idiots next time.
True, but I don't think so, and here's why. So almost every character, minus a few so far, has gotten character development.
Yeah.
You know, Denki and the... not Denki. Is that his name?
Which one?
Lightning guy?
Yeah.
I was right? Okay. So he's got one in the war arc. Momo got one.
Mineta got one.
Mineta got one too, you know. Not really, but you know what I mean. Everyone's... Acid Girl, Kirishima keeps getting development because everybody loves him.
Yeah. Bakugo.
Bakugo. I mean, yeah, but that's a given. But you know what I mean.
Uraka.
Uraka, yeah. She's gotten one too. Ida has gotten stuff. The only people that really haven't, I mean, are Sero, I don't think, has really gotten much.
Sero, Aoyama.
The dude who talks to animals.
Yeah.
I can know. Akawama has been in the story because he's like, everyone thought he was the traitor for a while.
Right, yeah.
And everything. And he's been a part, like, he was talking to Deku for a little bit and those things. Like, he's gotten some. It's not like a lot of combat ones, but he's been there.
Yeah, Togiyami has gotten.
Yeah, Togiyami is a big player too. I mean, what's funny about, speaking of Aoyama, it's just, it's hilarious because if you ever look at him, like, in the panels.
Oh, he's always looking straight at the camera.
He's always looking straight at the camera, which is why people would think he's sus boy. And he could still be sus boy too. But I think they kind of played that out. Like, I don't think so because, you know, they made it seem like he was and then nothing panned out from it. And just to do it again seems kind of dumb. However, with this girl, she's literally has gotten nothing from the story. Like, she's been pretty much invisible the whole time.
And yeah.
So it's her It's time. My Hero's ending. Everyone who hasn't gotten development yet, it's time.
Yeah.
And it's her turn. And I think that's why she is.
Time to cash in.
Try to cash in on your relevancy. I do think we're going to get a reveal of the backstory. I do think we're going to get a reveal of what she looks like for sure. She's probably going to be another anime baddie because that's the only thing Hirokoshi knows how to draw. That's not an insult. I'm just saying.
I'm like, he drew the Nomu though.
No. I mean, for his wife, for the women reveals.
Oh.
Like, a freaking Nagant was sick.
Yeah.
Star and Stripe was freaking awesome.
What a I guess, well, we were already kind of going to spoiler stuff, but, like, what a short-lived character.
Star and Stripe? Oh, she's definitely just a plot device to weaken Shigaraki, but.
Yeah. I mean, it was a badass way to go.
It was badass as fuck. But I didn't really feel anything for her whatsoever.
I don't know
if it's just because I'm American or what. But, she was American in the best ways, right?
Yeah.
The most rambunctious and loud and awesome ways possible.
Like, she wasn't like, my quirk is purpose is to violate the Geneva Conventions.
No, her quirk is the violate reality on the utmost scale. She literally made, like, a Susanoo.
Where's the line gonna be? Because now, like, with her power, it was like, I make rule
she's
sets.
She's so broken,
dude. I was like, we're starting to now shred into, like, stand powers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, for people who don't know, Star and Stripe's quirk, you know, spoiler alert for anyone who doesn't read the manga.
We're real there.
Yeah, we're past that. Her quirk is New Order, it's called. So basically, she can make two rules, I believe, right, at a time, as long as she knows the name of something or she can physically touch, and she can physically touch it. So, for example, she said that the air around her creates a physical form, like creates my form.
Yeah.
So essentially, she has this giant air monster that no one can see.
Yeah.
And can literally attack. She like grabbed like these nuke lasers. Yeah. And says I now can centerfold them into a beam. And like she makes herself super strong. But the thing is about her quirk is that it has limits, not very many, but it has limits in a sense that to buff herself or to buff something else, it takes more life force than to deplete something.
Yeah.
So she can easily take things away or destroy something, but it's harder for her to build something up or make it stronger. Right. So it does have limits, but not very many. Like she said, Shigaraki, if Shigaraki moves one muscle, his heart will stop.
Yeah.
And if that was anybody else, they'd be dead.
Yeah.
You know, instantaneously.
Yeah.
So she's pretty broken for sure. She made a quirk that her quirk revolts around against other quirks.
Yeah.
She literally gave cancer to All for One. It's like freaking insane. Like what a big brain play, you know?
Yeah.
And she sacrificed herself for her men in true American fashion. And she was a great character, I think. It's just so short-lived. I'm sad that she never met Deku or she never really met All Might.
Yeah.
You know? But if she was in the story alongside Deku, then it would no longer be Deku's story. It'd be hers because her quirk is too op.
Yeah, because I was like...
She can kill Deku too.
It's there's a stand power in JoJo called Heaven's Door where essentially it's basically Araki's self-insert character, right?
Okay.
Who's like, he's also an amazing manga author and woo. But his whole gist is that he can go to a person and write rules into them. And so like, he'll be like, you can't attack Rohan. And then that'll be the rule. You can't attack him or you'll fly backwards 500 feet or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's so busted because you could just do anything.
Well, that's the thing about the like rule abilities is like, what can't you do? Like, what are the limits? And it's like, sometimes there's not many. And it's just like, wow. What a crazy ride. But
and then now the next power is gonna be like, I can stop time.
I still miss Batman Deku though. It hasn't hit the
same. He went through his edge phase.
It hasn't hit the same since he's been edgy.
Yeah.
For me. I don't know. It hasn't hit the same since he was edgy for me. I needed more. I needed more time. Like, I wanted
he was not gonna stay edgy. Come on.
No, but I needed him to like, what I wanted was for him to make a mistake. Like, because he was like, I mean, what did he do? Like, there's no consequences to his actions. He left UA. He went, became a vigilante, was taking out people like crazy. He abandoned All Might. He abandoned his friends. He wasn't eating. He wasn't sleeping. You'd think he would get captured because he's weak and not taking care of himself. Someone must have gotten hurt in his presence because he wasn't taking care of himself. Like, he got defeated by Dictator because the people were just piling over him. But let's be honest, he was going to get out of there in like a second. I feel like he was just resting, you know, at that point.
I guess maybe his failure would be Nagant.
Nagant, but Nagant's alive.
Is she alive?
Yeah, she's alive in the hospital. She fed them information about the mansion.
Oh, I thought she died. Okay.
No, she didn't die. That's how they found out about the mansion. She told them.
All right.
So it's like, it's one of those things where like, it's not a lot of consequences for his actions. Like, I would have preferred, instead of talk no jutsu, I would have preferred that he realized his mistake on his own. You know, like his, like someone died in his like because of his actions, or someone got hurt because of his actions, and he's realizing that he needs to take care of himself to be the best hero he can be.
Yeah.
And now he's just wearing the stupid U. I hope that's not permanent, man.
I mean, I think you'll probably get a final outfit. Don't worry.
I hope so, because if it's just the UA suit, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Nah, he's going to have a costume.
I hope so, man. But they only, I mean, I guess like that makes sense.
Can he take the suit from the new movie coming out?
Oh, the movie already came out.
No, I know, but like, can he just take
the black and green one?
Yeah,
that suit's pretty rad, right?
Yeah,
I know, that would be cool to make that canon. I mean, I guess like they can do a new design for him, because initially when All Might was talking to them, he was saying how, they have like 3 days, right? So how are they gonna make a new suit for Deku in that time out of time frame? But now they have a week, you know, they can get a little swirly eye girl. I forget her name. I'm so bad with names, man. You know what I'm talking about. The one who made his gauntlets.
Oh, Hatsume.
Hatsume. She can make a suit for him, for sure.
Yeah. Mecha suit.
I don't know what he would do. I don't know. I mean, it has to be in attune to what he was already wearing, but it can't be as savage.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole point of his, like, decrepit look, is that he looks like a monster.
Yeah.
You know, they can't go back to that. He can't keep looking like that, which is a bummer.
It's got
to
be a hero.
I hope he has a cape, though. Like, he adopts, like, the Gran Torino aesthetic.
Because
he looked cool with the cape on, I'm not going to lie.
No capes!
Man, capes are cool.
No capes!
They flow in the wind and everything.
You get sucked into plane engine.
I wish it was socially acceptable to wear a cape.
No, Incredibles has taught us you can't wear capes.
Man! When's the next time you're going to be near a propeller? Tell me.
I don't know, you flying around?
Run that shit back. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to do that again. But, yeah, I mean, that's really all I had to say on it, I think.
Yeah. Sus. Traitor.
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 You were supposed to destroy the Sith, not join them.
I mean, listen. They live in a city called Mustafar. They had a big fight on Kamino.
That's the thing. That's why people think that All for One is Deku's dad. Because it's like
I'm telling you.
Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker
that
thing.
That fan fiction I read was right.
Well, because Horikoshi's a big Star Wars guy. Like, yeah. He named his one of the cities Jakku.
Yeah. No,
he has a lot of the
Mustafar,
cities.
Mustafar, Kamino, like, it's Jakku, all fucking.
Yeah, all of them are Star Wars and you know. Everything is pretty much inspired by that. So, I mean, All for One's pretty much Palpatine. So,
can we have a General Grievous villain? Can we do that?
Well, that's the thing is, Michael, that you might have your Grievous, because remember those shadow villains that haven't been revealed yet? Only one of them has been revealed, I think. Or was Nagant part of that, too?
I don't remember.
I don't remember if that was after or before Nagant. But I think it's also kind of crazy that none of the countries are coming too. That's a little bit of a missed opportunity.
Well, yeah, Louis, your number one hero just got blasted out of the sky.
I get it. Like, I understand it from a logistical standpoint, but in terms of writing, like, you really, like, that was a good opportunity to open the door to open worlds. Like, the series could continue somewhere else. Like, oh, there's, because All For One said he has friends all over the world. Who knows if there's friends with stronger quirks, like, you know, or different quirks, you know?
They could have continued the story. Hers was the strongest, though.
Well, they said that they didn't move because of her.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that, I mean, but that doesn't mean they're not stronger than Base All For One.
Oh, no. Well, I've been like, but now that she's been taken out of the picture, it's like.
Well, now they can run rampant. Yeah, sure, in their own countries, but that could have introduced a door to that kind of environment, which it didn't, but hey, whatever. I mean, My Hero's ending in, like, I give it a year.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'd give it a year.
Half a year.
By the end of 2022.
Yeah.
I'll give it to the end of 2022 is when I suspect that if he can drag it out somehow.
All right, My Hero. Ball is in your court. We have a 9-inning. Don't fuck it up.
Please don't fuck it up. You have a really decent story.
I don't
want to
come on this podcast and be like, we had another Attack on Titan.
That would be honestly a really sad day for me because I really do love My Hero. I love Deku as a character. He's one of my faves.
It's good.
It's really good, and he's had some really good moments and has some crazy art. So it'd be really, really, really disappointing to me.
Please don't fumble the ball.
It'd be really disappointing to me. And it's always the editor's fault. It's always some bullshit behind the scenes that fucks everything.
No, it's not.
You don't think so? Well, in Attack on Titan's case, no. But
I was like, no.
Because he went back and did it even worse.
Yeah.
That was like a spit in the face, but.
We can't all have Demon Slayer fixes.
Yeah, you can't all have Demon Slayer fixes.
And that's all the thing. Because sometimes people complain. And it's like, well, Demon Slayer is not a perfect series either. I'm like, yeah, it's not. Of course not. But
no,
like,
but it has such... It's definitely better than Attack on Titan because the ending didn't suck dick.
It's still a good manga. Is it the best manga? No, but like, it's still good.
No, it's the most popular manga.
Yeah.
Is that arguably not the best manga? I don't think it is either, but I'm just wondering.
I
don't know. It's like his cap. I mean, it's definitely magical. Like, it's definitely a one in a million series because, like, it's captured people in such a strong way.
Yeah.
Like, it's sold more than One Piece.
Yeah.
You know, it's by a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even by a little bit. Like, they were close neck and neck. No, Demon Slayer whopped One Piece.
Yeah.
And that's like a really big achievement. And the ending got fixed, but that's also not really a fixture. That's just an extension. I look at it. Because it's not like they didn't want to do that, but they have like time crunches and deadlines with the companies.
Right.
And editorials, like, we got to finish it here. So you don't have time to expand with like another chapter. And so I don't really have a problem with the extension. Like in Hisayama's case, he just said, "All right, you guys hate the ending? Well, hold my beer. I'm going to make it even worse." So like it was like an unnecessary ending because it didn't really amount to anything. It didn't give any closure to anything. And it didn't really need to be there at all.
Two trees.
So there were two trees.
There were two trees.
But I mean, that's all I really have to say on it.
Yeah.
Watch Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay.
Well, do you have any closing thoughts on that?
No, we'll just see what happens next week.
It's been a very mellow episode, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, we're not... Not a whole lot has happened.
Yeah, not a lot. We have a little bit of a hole because we were really busy and now it's kind of like a calm.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I mean, it's been fun though. We definitely enjoyed Anime New York City. You know, some fun stuff happened. Some sad stuff happened. We always knew it was you, bitch.
So.
I'm kidding.
To wrap up.
Sure.
We got one more thing.
Oh, okay.
Got to talk about.
Sure.
We got to talk about Dune.
Oh my God. I totally forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot. Oh my God.
We have been putting this off.
Can you imagine? I'm so sorry.
I know. I heard in your voice. You were starting to wrap up. I was like.
I was starting to wrap
no,
up.
No, 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 no. We ain't done yet, boy.
I completely forgot. I haven't been looking at the thing. That's why.
I know.
We both saw Dune. Dune came out a few weeks ago. Wow. What a movie, huh?
So, to preface.
Yeah.
I didn't read the book.
No, neither did I.
I didn't watch the old movie.
Neither did I.
So I came just completely clean.
Super fresh.
And even though I had kind of no idea what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
It was still rad as fuck.
I feel like I knew what was going on. I just don't know the reasons for them.
Yeah.
And I think that's just because it wasn't really revealed to us.
Yeah.
Dune is a sci-fi thriller action. Not really an action flick, I wouldn't call it.
Sci-fi epic.
Yeah, it's a better way of looking at it, sure. That has to deal with this kid who has, like, visions and powers. And
yeah, and, like, him and his family are tasked by, like, the...
The royal, like...
Emperor person.
Yeah, like, the solar... What do you even call that?
The Imperium of Man. I don't
yeah,
know.
The Empire, I guess. Think of, like, Palpatine, pretty much. Like, you can think about it. To, like... take over this or so basically in this world spice, this is what they call it, is like what they use for a lot of pretty much everything. And it's
well, space travel.
Yeah, they use it for fuel and shit, and it has like a lot of value. And there's this one planet that's just like literally the planet's made of it, you know.
Yeah,
so the Empire, let's just call it that for now,
yeah,
has different sections of their, you know,
different families they rule.
Different families they rule, or different, you know, armies or whatever.
Yeah.
Tinier governments in between, you know, the Empire will then supervise and take over the planet to, you know, make sure that everything's running smooth and all that jazz. But there's a lot of political games involved and a lot of, suspicions and deceit and a lot of different things that are going on that leads the main character to have to venture on his own and find himself in the midst of all the chaos. And it's a really good story. I mean, the scaling of everything is what boggled me.
Oh man, that spaceship,
the one with the worm spaceship thing, right?
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
It's just like, well, go ahead. I'm sorry, don't.
No, because like, I mean, we've had movies when there's like big spaceships and stuff, but like, this movie just managed to capture just how big this thing is, and you just like, you felt the scale of it. It was just like,
well, that's the thing. It's like these things were massive, and like in every other movie, yeah, like the Star Destroyers are massive,
yeah,
but you don't ever get that like. Yeah, you don't ever feel that, I don't think, as much as you do here. Like, they really give it to you.
Yeah.
They make you look like an ant compared to these things. They make planets look... Well, but then you see, like... Because they compare them to planets.
Yeah.
And you see the size of them, and then you're like, wow. In general, you know? So it's definitely... I loved the cinematography of it, for sure.
Cinematography was amazing. The score, Hans Zimmer coming in, just fucking... going.
The acting was great.
It was just well done. It's well done.
Yeah. Movie. I mean, the thing about it for people to know, it's that it's definitely like a very exposition heavy story, at least for now.
For people out there, it feels like Fellowship of the Ring, like the beginning movie of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's just like there's a lot of talking and not a lot of doing. You know, things happen, but there's not like these like Marvel action scenes in it.
No.
Which they kind of like lead in the trailer to be like, but it's not. You know, but there's a lot of deep introspective things to think about it, which is cool if you're into that.
And it's not like it doesn't feel as structured.
It's not, because it's part one, and it's only taken like, it's not even the most books, movies are, they complete the book within the movie, but this is not the case for this.
No.
You know, only like part three and part four do they do, you know what I mean? Yeah. Do they do stuff like that? But if this is the first movie and they're just going balls deep with it, you know, in that regard. I mean, if you're a fan of like mindless action or just mindless movies, we don't have to think too hard. It's probably not going to be for you.
Nope.
Just because you really got to pay attention to everything that they say and understand what they're doing. But if you're into that kind of stuff and you want to look deeper at things, this is definitely the movie for you.
Yeah.
Like I said, the scaling in this movie is like freaking insane. The set design is awesome. The costume designs are awesome.
Oh yeah.
Script is cool. I'm excited for more. I want to see Dune Part 2. I'm excited.
The one thing I love is that there was a comparison between the visual effects of the old Dune movie.
Yeah, I've seen parts. Yeah.
Oh my god. So they have those like body shield things, right?
Yeah.
And have you seen the older version of it?
I haven't, no.
Oh my god. Like, because I think the movie was done in like the 80s or something.
I think so, yeah.
So, like, visual effects and stuff was not...
Not to par, no.
No. So, how they did it, I don't know exactly the... They basically did, like, a wireframe mesh around everybody. And then with... So, like, they look like Roblox characters.
Oh, my God.
And then they're all filled out with this kind of, like, Gaussian blur.
Yeah.
So, it looks like there's, like, a thing, you know, blocking. So, he just sees people fighting, and it just kind of looks like two polygons mashing against each other.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, I can't see what the fuck's going on, who's hitting who.
Who's hitting who, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, thank God, like, we got the new one.
Cause thank,
like,
God we live in this time period, right?
Yeah, because, like, at least, like, you, the new one, like, you, it's clear, you can still see everybody, it makes sense what's going on.
Yeah, this, the shields were cool, and I like how, like, little things can penetrate, or, like, the slower you move, kind of, yeah, like, you penetrate the armor. It's interesting. Seems like a flaw, like a design flaw, but it's interesting. Not with the movie or the director, but just in general with the lore of that. That seems like you can ease. I feel like with their technology.
Well, I mean, think about when, like, if you're fighting somebody, you're not going like, you're like fast.
Yeah, but you have to imagine. I mean, it's not the first time that, like, that they've dealt with, like, assassin stuff. Like, look, someone tried to kill the main character, Paul.
Yeah,
remember
that was freaky as fuck. Oh, my God, because, like, you just see the little, like, mosquito drone. It just, like, flies in, and it just slowly turns toward you, and we're like, duck. Just duck, man. Yeah,
seriously. Get out of there, bro.
Yeah.
But it drills through walls, which is even crazier. It's like, you can't really escape it.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's interesting, yeah.
I think we need Nick on to, like...
talk about Dune?
Or whatever.
Yeah, I'd be down to have him on again and talk about Dune. That'd be sick.
If you're listening, like, Nick, your days are numbered. You're back on here.
I feel like I would learn a lot from listening to him talk about Dune, which would be great. It would help me appreciate it even more.
Mm.
But I really enjoyed it. Like I said, I love the costume design, and I like the themes about it, and becoming your own person, and, you know, sometimes you're destined for things that you don't want to do, but you have to. Yeah. It's like, it's interesting. Zendaya was in it, like, for, like, 5 minutes in total, if you really think about it, which is so funny because they use her for, like, all the promotion and for the press conferences.
She's a name.
So I understand, but it's just so funny. It was funny to me because I expected her to have, like, more of a role. But I know that's not really her story at the moment. You know, it's Paul's, and now they'll probably have more of her in the second one, which is great.
Yeah. And there you are.
Yeah.
Sandworms. Ooh.
Ooh. Those things are fucked.
That's stupid.
They had a little baby one when they, the one that came to them. Yeah. That first one that they showed, that thing looked like it was going to be a freaking, I don't know, a megalodon. Yeah. Like, it was so, it was so big. I can't wait to see bigger ones.
Mm.
You know, like, even the massive ones, or, like, you know, it's going to be cool.
God, can you imagine, like, in the Sahara Desert, if there was one of those things?
No, I don't think anyone would go ever.
It was also really cool. They didn't have to just extra details, right? Or, like, accuracy to physics of, like, because when the worm gets closer, like, the sand starts turning.
Starts to tremble and sink.
Tremble and sink, and, like, people start sinking because literally the vibrations are shaking the sand so much. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool, because that's what sand would actually look like when it, like...
When it starts to sink. Can we talk about how broken his powers are?
Yeah, he basically has...
Omnipresence or whatever.
It's force powers. It's force powers.
Well, like, I don't know.
These aren't the droids you're looking for. It's literally that.
He has that power, but his foresight ability is even more ridiculous. Like a
clairvoyance...
Yeah, but it's, like, even deeper than that, because he can see, like, different timelines. Like, if you look at the dude he killed at the end, remember he saw a timeline where they were friends, and that was, like, his master?
Yeah.
And then he murders him. But he can see the fight before it happens. He knows every move. He's broken as hell.
King Crimson?
No. Yeah, he's broken as hell, dude. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's... I just want the next one to come out now. I just want to see what happens, because I'm excited.
I agree. I'm definitely excited, and I want to see more about the world. I mean, from the trailer, I was excited because it just looked like a rambunctious flick, you know? It seemed like a lot of stuff was going on and a lot of big action sets and a lot of, like... Ever since I saw the worm, I was like, that thing looks like a giant.
Yo, yeah.
So every time they have, like, really big animals or creatures and they scale well, it's always enticing to me. So I really enjoyed the film. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're done. That's all. That's all, right, now that's we're all done. The topics.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. Very mellow episode today. We just wanted to, you know, catch up on a few things that we weren't able to talk about.
Yeah.
But we'll be back next week once again. We always appreciate you guys listening to another episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. I'm Jake.
I'm trying to figure out how the end is. I already played You Say Run. So what do I play now?
You know what to play.
Oh, you're right. How foolish of me. I'm Michael.
I'm Jake.
And this has been the Imposter Syndrome Podcast.
Peace.
Woo! Everybody just talk, nobody really doing. I'm not a yard of my dish to feel him to me. Gotta cut to cut me and not the old boom, no judge that can break the walls. Don't have been a fake, you're low, you're cool, you low, you prove them all.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.